Hi, my name's Billy, and they said I could do a show here today. That's really cool. Sorry, I didn't have the A bus into the B bus, and it was Apollo 13 all over again, man. Remember they had a B bus disaster? My A bus wasn't down. See, if you don't have your A bus down, baby, this is what happens. Ain't no nothing, which for a lot of you, that's probably preferable, huh? You don't want to hear me say words like, or how about this one, I'd like to thank a very special person who sent me a flower. I will not mention her name, but she's nationally syndicated. Thank you for the beautiful, beautiful flower that we have in our office, and we're hanging the card up, too. Ellen K. Now, I wanted to say, I'm kidding, it wasn't Ellen K. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. The guy that I had on the, is the gentleman still there, or is he not there? The guy on line one? Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, what's the story about the National Organization for Women came out with a study that says Fox, among all the networks, is the biggest loser with the ladies?
Yeah, I saw that story, and there are a group of us who have sort of been reviewing television programs and seeing how maybe we can help out the National Organization for Women a little bit more.
Now, why, sir, are you doing that? Why would any group of guys, you know, suddenly say, hey, how about we get together and help out the National Organization of Women? Not that it isn't anything I wouldn't think to do, but it seems very, it doesn't seem like something the average American man's thinking about.
That's right, Phil. I think that that's a very good point, and I think that the reason why we decided to see what we could do for NOW is because I think traditionally NOW has been the butt of a lot of jokes, and a lot of men think that a National Organization for Women is some kind of a joke, but I agree with them. I think that women's have made a lot of strides. I think women's needs to be praised for their role in sex and society. And as a result, I'm totally into the National Organization for Women.
Totally into it. In what respect? And let me first let me first ask you this. Are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm single. And
how old are you?
I'm 28.
And are you a professional guy?
I do a lot of, right now I do, telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company. I also am dabbling in some, trying to get some film production going. Also involved in trying to become an actor eventually, which is something that I eventually want to become. So I think I'm in the world and I see how women are treated, especially by the ABC networks. And, that's just all I want to do.
Now, what is the biggest piece of support you can lend to NOW as a single man, 28 years of age?
Well, first of all, I'd like to know if a man can become a member of NOW in a support role. Secondly, I just want to say that I'm really tired of women not being appreciated, being the butt of a lot of dumb jokes and crude pickup lines. I think that, there are things that I can do to help women's because I know about women because I'm single.
And how do you know about women because you're single? I mean, excuse me for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Hey-hoo! I have a little hay fever up.
Boy, that's rude, man. Bless you.
No, I'm sorry. I do have some hay fever. It's just it's the worst it's been in California, I think, in years. How can you directly help women?
The first thing I think I can do is I can explain to women. I can explain to women how men feel about them, and I can explain to women how they can be happy with men and how men can make them happy if they'll allow men members of the National Organization of Women. Also, I think it'd be nice to be in the National Organization of Women because then you'll be around women, and I mean, as a social thing, is all I'm saying.
In what way as a social thing?
Well, I think that I could be with them and have contact with them and talk to them, get to know them, find out about stuff, and eventually then, and I'm not saying nothing, but eventually then it can lead to, a mutually satisfying relationship of some kind.
So you want to join NOW because you feel that women have been unfairly portrayed in television?
I really agree with that, yeah. I think that women are not as, I mean, whatever the NOW said, I forget what they said.
Well, what NOW said was that they feel Fox and other networks have misrepresented women. They said that researchers found too many TV characters, female TV characters, the butt of dumb jokes.
Right, I agree with that.
Okay. You agree with that?
Yes, I do.
What has been your experience?
I mean,
what is your, when you watch television and you see what do you think?
When I see women who are the butt of too many dumb jokes, you know, that makes me angry. And
okay, and so becoming a member of Now will help you do what?
Well, becoming a member of Now, it's going to help me, you know, get to know women and have relationships with them so I can help them become free from the bad stuff. And I can also, another thing that's really important to women, so a lot of guys need to know about, is they care about feelings, and I can get to know their feelings better, which will help me be better in a relationship for them. You know, if I know their feelings, then, you know, they won't be talking all the time about how I'm ignoring their feelings. I'll get to know them.
You think women talk too much about that?
I mean, I don't want to say, but if you get in a relationship with a woman, they generally are, they never shut up about their feelings. You know? So what I want to do is know all about feelings so I can kind of cut them off the past so I don't have to hear it. In other words, I can talk about feelings and then they won't keep their mouths running about it. And then we can get down to, because the way that I want to...
Well, I mean, women talk about their feelings because that's an emotional attachment that they have that we don't have as men in a lot of ways, right?
No, I know that, Phil, but the sooner that men can know about women's feelings and talk to them about it, then you can get down to, you know, I mean, let's... You don't want to be talking all the time. You can get down to, you know, the sexuality or sensuality about it. Okay, so by joining the National Organization for Women, I will be in a better position to have sex, you know, with the women that are in the club, and then I can learn stuff so that I don't have to, you know, talk to them about it all the time. I mean, there's a time where I'm trying to say...
I'm not understanding. There's a time for what?
There's a time for talking about feelings, and there's a time to getting down to, you know, to a man-woman connection thing, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, and your name is Chris Norton, right?
Yeah, Phil. And also, I want to say hello to Bobby Perry, who is over at the Speedo Shop, and to Rich Ridgeland, who's at Gold's Gym. A couple of friends of mine also work for a jet ski company up Marina del Rey. I want to say hello to them.
Okay. Our number is 1-800-449. Say hello to his buddies at the jet ski company. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is Chris Norton on the line with us. He's a young telemarketer from Redondo Beach who is interested in joining the National Organization for Women, along with several other guys who feel that the time is now, if you'll pardon the pun, that was purely unintentional, the time is now for men to join that organization, to become more familiar with the political needs of women, and to stand up for their rights, according to this press release that you wrote here, Chris. What do you mean by, Chris, standing up for women's rights?
Basically, what we mean by standing up for their rights is they, you know, like they want to have jobs and stuff.
Right.
And so we want them to have jobs and stuff. And also, there's one other thing that they wanted, I forget what it is. They wanted to have diaphragms, I think, about that. And so,
well, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that Now stands for, and there are a lot of things that women want politically and societally. That's what I'm asking you. What do you want them to get? What do you want to help them get as a man?
Well, I want to help them get jobs and diaphragms. I mean, that was the one thing that...
Well, what do you mean jobs and diaphragms?
But that was the one thing they said they wanted. I mean, they want to control making a baby. And
all right, so birth control?
Right, birth control. And also, if they have had a baby, you can have an abortion, too, which is another thing that Now stands for, to go get an abortion, to have rubbers available, or I mean a diaphragm, I should say, and also to make sure that they're, you know, that they get, that they are able to have a job, you know, after their, you know, if their boyfriend needs for them to go get a job.
Okay, I got to tell you something. You want to join Now because you believe that women need to get jobs if their boyfriend wants them to get one. Hello?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Okay, you also want to help them get diaphragms and rubbers and also get abortions.
That's in their literature, okay?
And okay, I'm just making sure that I know. And then you want to help them. There was one other thing. You want them to be free or something? I forget what. Look, I tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold.
No, the third thing.
I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on for just a second here. All right, this is Chris Norton. He's, as I said, a young man who wants to be a male member of NOW. Got to find out, does NOW allow male members? 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and we're very happy you're with us. On the line is a listener from the South Bay. His name is Chris Norton. He wants to know if a man can become a member of NOW. He is in full agreement and basically saw, Chris, and you were inspired by the report from the National Organization with Women or for Women that the major networks do not portray women in a flattering light. All right, you want to be a member of NOW because you believe in what you said was their right to equal pay, birth control, and I guess you were saying just in terms of if relationship possibilities, correct?
Well, I mean,
you realize that not all women in NOW are straight. You realize that?
Well, I mean, I heard that there's lesbians in it.
Yeah, there are.
Do you know how many there are?
No, I don't know how many lesbians there are in NOW.
Because that kind of puts, you know, I might have to push the eject button. What I'm saying basically is that...
I mean, there are straight women, but there's also lesbians. Do you stand up for their rights?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I do stand up for lesbians' rights.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Resoundingly standing up for the rights of all women, right?
I love lesbians. I mean, I have seen movies with them and stuff that I've enjoyed. I love lesbians and all people, even if they're... If you're handicapped, you should be loved, okay? And
do you think lesbians are handicapped?
Well, I mean, you're starting to ask me a lot of questions. I'm trying to get answers, okay?
Do you think that lesbians are handicapped?
I mean, I think that's kind of obvious. I mean, I don't know, but all I'm saying is that...
Okay, I'm just trying to find out where you're coming from here. Boca Raton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, yes, ma'am.
He keeps sounding like what he really wants to do is pick up on the women. That's what it sounds like.
Is that it, ma'am?
Oh, no. I was just saying that that's what it really sounds like this guy's interested in, is he's looking more for a dating service than
Chris?
To help women.
No, that's not true.
What are you in? You're into what? You're into...
I already told you that I'm in favor of equal rights for women.
Okay.
I mean, what do you need to know?
You know, I don't know whether or not they'd let you in or not. If you were for equal pay for women, equal pay for an equal job, then I'd say I don't see a problem with you joining.
I mean, I'm trying to learn about it, you know. I'm trying to find out what NOW stands for more just as much as anybody else, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, if they stand for that, I'm totally in favor of that because I agree that women's need to have equal rights.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we definitely get the short end of the stick financially.
Now, how is that, ma'am, or should we just hang up on you? Because, boy, you sure were a lot more interesting when we screened your call. Anyway, here is Riverside on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Riverside, hi, how you doing?
Fine, how are
you?
Yeah,
she is really boring.
I know it. Just yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I want to say that when Chris started off his comment about learning women's feelings, that was cool. But then he went
Thank
on
you.
To say... Then you went on to say that you want to listen to them for a little while so they'll keep their mouth shut. That just blew your credibility.
No. What I'm saying is that I do agree that women have feelings, and I want them to express their feelings.
But then you said that then so that we learn to keep our mouth shut. Women are emotional and need to talk, different than men. And then you're worried about lesbians. They're women. They have emotions. They're not handicapped.
Well, Mr. Henry said that there was lesbians in now, which I was not aware of at the time.
Exactly, which bothered you because you're looking for a sexual relationship.
No.
This is totally selfish reasons that you want to join now.
No, ma'am.
Why do you want to get into now, okay? The last lady said that it sounded like you just wanted to pick up chicks. And
no, sir. What I want to do is convert women's to understand and men, and I want to help men understand women, too. Now, when you said that there was lesbians, that's just one more. That's some more work that's got to be done. Okay?
I think you're looking for a sexual relationship. You
no.
can't find it wherever you're looking. You want to look to now.
What I'm saying is, how come women, if they want me to hear their feelings, I want to hear their feelings, but do they have to keep going on about them?
Women that's do. What, women
that's
do.
That's the one thing I could help women with, how to know when to shut up about it, and let's get down to...
But see, it's a man like you that's a hindrance to a woman. I
how
am
to,
a woman.
I can
have a very wonderful job.
I'm
make
just saying
very good money.
A lot of women just go on about their feelings and never shut up, okay?
But they do shut
and
up.
You're sitting there with a heart on. I mean, how...
Now, here we go. This is what I was just exactly... What are you talking about exactly? You're talking about a woman talking about her feelings and you caring about them? Or are you waiting for her to shut up so you can get down to having sex?
Yes, because he's worrying about his heart on.
Well... What am I supposed to do? Sit there with a pair of balls bluer than the Pacific Ocean?
But find it somewhere else instead of trying to put on the facade that you want to help women in now.
Do you want to help?
You're a hindrance to women.
Do you want to help women or is it a facade?
I want to help women. I already said that I want to.
Help them where? Help them where? In bed?
In the place where they work at. In the bed. Yeah, in the bedroom too, but that's just one place.
How do you want to help them in the workplace?
Getting them the money that they want.
But we can get the money that we want. It is a little bit harder, but we don't need a man with blue balls trying to help us because that ain't helping us in the workplace.
Well, all I'm saying is, I don't mean to say that, I'm sorry, but can we get down to having some sex too? Or is it all about how you got feelings and you need to get a job? Can't we
You can get sex somewhere besides trying... Instead of going
and
now and trying to represent yourself as you are trying to help women. You're not trying to help women.
And by the way, Chris, there are lesbians in now. And
yeah, but you didn't say anything about that. And
well, I'm saying it now. There are lesbians in the National Organization of Women.
Exactly. And if you want to help women,
that's
you want
good.
To help
that's
them whether
good.
They're,
no, that's
whether
good.
They're
I'm
lesbians.
Glad there's lesbians.
But you need to help lesbians. If you are truly wanting to help
the
women,
the more
you
he mentions lesbians, the more I want to help them out.
Yeah, what? And how do you want to help them out?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
How do you want to help
a lesbian?
To show them that there's other good ways to have an orgasm besides having a chick lapping on you.
They don't
oh,
want you.
All
they
right,
want,
look.
Come on.
No.
They don't want to help you to help them in that respect.
That's not why you want to join. Now, first of all, now is a fairly political, and I mean capital P as opposed to small p, large politically involved movements as well as...
What does that mean, man?
I'm telling you. Relationship as well as societal, okay? So if you're going to be involved with women, you have to be involved in the society of women.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
But you can't go
I'm ready, Teddy. I'm ready, Teddy.
You can't go into now and try to change a lesbian to be a heterosexual.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. She can go and get it on with all the chicks she wants to. Why can't she want to have some for me, too?
Why does she need some from you?
She's sitting there labia lapping. And I'm
going to ask you to shut up with the crude terminology, okay?
Please.
What, me?
Yeah, you!
Well, I said I do care about women's and I want to help them get the rights that they want for the equality.
You care about women in only one way, in
no.
the way that they can help
no.
you.
That's
what
wrong.
I'm hearing.
No, that's
I
wrong.
Hope to God you never no. are allowed in the NOW organization.
I also have a film company I plan on making a film about NOW, okay? How many people you know about that?
You want to make a movie about now?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, now you're going to have to incorporate the lesbians into that. You'll have a
problem.
Not a problem. With that.
Not a problem.
Mm.
I mean, for the couple of guys that I know, one of them is Stud Mason, and
he's a porn star. So what are we talking about?
Yeah.
What?
So you're going to make a porn movie about now? Okay. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Stud Mason. Who's that? It's from a porn movie from the 30s. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Chris Norton with us, who is part of a, you say you're part of a consortium of young professionals in the South Bay, young men who are interested in joining the National Organization of Women.
That's correct, Phil, because we're tired of the way that they're being treated out in the media. And,
all right, why am I getting the feeling that the reason why you want to join now is to meet chicks to go to bed with, and this whole comment about lesbians, the more I talk about them, the more you like them?
I got nothing against lesbians. As long as they got nothing against me, okay? All I'm saying is, if you're a lesbian, does that mean you don't go to bed with straight guys?
What has this got to do with that, man? You said you want equal pay. What's the other thing you want? Equal pay, more diaphragms and rubbers, and lesbians want to go to bed with straight guys. As far as you're concerned, that's a reason for being in now.
No, I'm trying to say, and you won't hear what I'm saying, and everybody's yelling at me, I'm trying to say that I believe in the rights of women to be free and to have the sex that they want to have without having their husbands tell them what to do. That's all. And also, I believe in equal pay.
And lesbians?
They're fine. Lesbians are fine. I'm just saying, don't disregard what I have to offer.
In other words, be bisexual. Okay, I got it.
No, I'm just saying, don't disregard.
No, I got it. I got it. Here is Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Gainesville, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mr. Norton.
Yes, ma'am.
Is breaking up, so I hope you can hear me clearly on this. I'm listening to you talk. You say you want to join now for all of the reasons of nobility, that you want to help women and all this other stuff. But listening to you talk, I agree with everybody else who I've heard call so far. It seems to me like you, I mean, once you finally, I guess somebody hits a nerve and somebody, you have to admit, yes, the reason you do it is because you want a little sexual gratification.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not denying what I am, you know?
You're not denying what you are, but then again, you want to do that, there's plenty of girls out on most highways that'll let you do that.
No, I'm not looking, no.
I want
a woman that's, this is a whole organization of women that you can walk into a meeting, okay? And there's a whole bunch of them that you can sit down and have a meaningful discussion about, like...
Equal pay?
Okay, I mean equal pay or whatever, like that.
But if that's the reason that you want to, that should be your own... Here's the concept. What if you go to one of these meetings and nobody wants to go to bed with you? Has your reason for joining now completely gone out the window?
I have to tell you that probably would not happen, only because I'm very, very good looking.
Let me guess. Leonardo DiCaprio's twin brother, right?
I'm very good looking, yeah. And I am very good looking, yeah. And that's never happened to me.
It takes a whole lot more than good looking, because we can always, you know, look at a picture for that matter.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm very good looking, and I also have a lot of sexual energy that I can spread around in now. Because I looked on TV and I saw Patricia.
Patricia Ireland.
Yeah.
I think she's a little too intelligent for you.
And I saw that there was not a lot of sexuality going on, okay? There was a lot of talking, which is what women know how to do, but not a lot of sex. So,
I'm sure you have a PhD in psychology, so you know enough about women to think that somehow is bad. What is bad about that?
What's bad about that? Because women are always talking about their feelings, but they never get down to getting...
What's wrong with talking about feelings?
Because I'm sitting here, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, okay, and I want
to...
We will
move from what women do to what you need.
No,
you
all I'm saying is... I listen to her feelings. Now it's 2 a.m. What about my feelings of needing to...
Can you buy a copy of Playboy?
Excuse me, I'm not gay, all right?
What do you mean, gay? How does it...
Wait.
Hey, anybody that pulls it to Playboy's gay, okay? I have real women in my life. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I've spent, I don't know, probably $50 on drinks for her.
I'm amazed at what I'm hearing here.
This is unbelievable. Buddy, the National Organization of Women is not a social club for guys to go and pick up women.
I didn't say that was.
Well, what do you mean it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I've spent $50 in drinks on her, and by the way, $50 for drinks, that's kind of light. You might even know, for a good night, about $100.
Well, what? I mean, Mr. Henry, I don't have a big talk show or anything, okay?
All right, fine. Then another 50 for dinner. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You've heard all about her feelings. Now you want to do what?
Take a wild guess.
And that's it?
No, I heard about her feelings. So I want to go to the National Organization of Women.
And the reason why a lot of women out there are angry, and I suppose many people say that a lot of women are bitter and all this other stuff. It's not because...
It's because they don't get a man like me.
It's because of men who think like you do.
There's not good sex. Lots of women do actually like sex, ma'am, okay? It's not just...
I like sex fun, but I like it within a good relationship. And I don't hear one word about
the reason why women are bitter is because they haven't had the pile driver, okay? And I'll tell you right now, the woman who meets me and meets up with pile driver Norton, she's not bitter anymore. I promise that I'll actually call them back the next day. I swear to God I will. Hello?
It takes more than a phone call to make a man.
No, Mr. Henry, if you have sex with a woman, you have to call him back the next day. Otherwise, they turn into that bitch.
You have to call back the next day. You have to be a real person.
Look at pal, you are way off base. If you think that now is all about a guy calling a woman back the next day or she turns into Glenn Close, okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. That's the bottom line. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. What are you talking about here? I thought you said you wanted to join now as a political activist to help women.
I have. I said that. But
calling them the next day after you've had sex with them, and what do you mean pile driver Norton? You know, there are certain things that women are interested in politically as opposed to the sexual aspect.
Listen to you, man. You sound like the most castrated dude I know.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, you're married too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Jesus. I mean, what you need to do is not be so castrated and get with what's going down. And what's going down right now is the do. I'm doing the do and the funky chicken too. Sounds like you need some, man. Some major gynal trim.
Gynal trim?
That's it, man.
I need gynal trim.
You got it.
Hawthorne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You're some kind of pussy, man.
Watch it, pal. Hawthorne, hello.
Hi.
Yes.
It sounds like he wants to use now as a supermarket for women.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, that's not true.
I believe it is, and if you were the only man on Earth, I don't think I would reproduce.
Well, I think that's very unfair of you. Okay.
You sound like such a chauvinist and a controlling person.
How could I be a chauvinist when I want to join the National Women Organization?
Exactly.
Yeah, how could I be?
Because you're thinking only of yourself. I don't believe you're thinking of women's political needs or even their emotional needs. I think you would sit and listen to a woman all night long as you could get her into bed. I don't believe you care about them at all.
I do care about women.
Why should a woman believe you care about them when you're sitting there listening to their feelings and then because you know, you're looking at your watch, it's 2:00 in the morning.
Well, Mr. Henry, I mean, a man will listen to a woman's feelings, but God, 2:00 in the morning. When's stuff going to start getting interesting? That's all I'd ask this lady right now.
If you're not interested in me as a person, listening to my feelings or not, you're not going to get into my house, let alone my bed.
Are you telling me that at 2:00 in the morning, I still got to be listening to your feelings?
You don't have to listen to me at all.
How long do I have
to come near me? Well, you are so obviously
the only thing
an
that
opportunist
I would want
that you're not even going to get anywhere close to a woman.
Do you understand what these women are saying, Chris?
The only question I'd have is this, then, okay, Mr. Henry? I've listened to what the ladies have to say. About what time do I have to listen to your feelings to before we have sex?
You personally do not have to listen to my feelings at all. Because you wouldn't even get me out on
a
date with you if I saw you in the office.
Okay, this is a good thing. I would propose to now that there be a cutoff hour of 3 a.m., after which a woman's got to get down on it.
You know, I think that's a good idea.
There you go.
I think you should write them a letter.
I'm going to write a letter.
And explain that to now, because I'm sure they'd jump on that.
Listening to...
They'd be jumping all over it.
I think it should be a law.
Okay. Thank you very much. You don't obviously recognize sarcasm when you hear it.
What?
Here is Stillwater on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
I got a little thing simple to say. First of all, this gentleman wants to join now. He's expressing his feelings, and he keeps...
Hello.
Hello.
Your car phone's crapping out a little bit. Keep... Whoa.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, now, dear, go ahead. You're fine.
All right. My point is, this gentleman, he doesn't need to join now. He needs a prostitute.
No.
Basically is what he's saying.
I don't pay for it.
Well, let me tell you something. That's the only way you're going to get it, buddy, okay? Because I'm a 26-year-old woman, and I work, and I don't know anything about now, and God bless those women that are in now, that are standing up for their rights and for the rights of other women.
There's a lot of lesbians in it, too.
Well,
we got it already. Yeah.
Within yourself, okay?
No, I'm not. I'm totally for it.
Anti-gay, you have issues that you need to deal with because maybe you're gay, too. Okay?
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything you want, and I will answer it as honestly as I can.
How long does a guy have to listen to your feelings before he gets down on it?
Let me tell you something. I love sex, and I will not disagree with that.
Okay,
but if you have feelings that you need to discuss with me,
3 a.m.?
Listen to them, okay? Because that's what a woman does. They
I don't listen. Know what you're talking about. So what time is that? 4?
Well, what do you mean 4, 3?
What are you talking about?
Okay, ma'am, hold on. Well, your car phone keeps going through some bad periods there.
No, miss, I'm asking the lady a simple question. What time in the morning do you talk about your feelings to until we can start putting your ankles around my head? What?
At 4 in the morning, I'm sleeping, and at 6 in the morning, I'm getting up and going to work.
Hey, baby, at 4 in the morning, if you was with me, you know that tune by Casey and the Sunshine Man?
Get down. I'd be hugging a bowl, barfing my guts out, praying to God to take me out of this world. That's what I'd be doing. Phil, you got a great show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Keep it up, buddy.
All right.
This guy's a pig.
What?
Okay. That was fantastic. So what he's going to basically be doing is he's going to the next National Organization of Women meeting, and he's going to find out what time of the morning does a guy have to listen to a woman's feelings to before the stuff starts happening. He's proposing a cutoff of 3 a.m. God, what a pig! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Previously on the Phil Henry Show. Provo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I've been listening to you, and personally, one, you're very rude.
Who,
you're
me?
Arrogant.
Me?
And you know nothing about anybody, and you know, if I was Michael J. Fox, I'd sue you.
For what?
He gives you a lot of exposure.
What?
And you think that anybody wants to read your column. The only reason I'm calling and listening is for Mr. Henry.
Listen, Provo.
You are listening to.
You know something, Provo?
Ad nauseum. You're
You are
an ugly person.
Mormon,
you're nasty, and you don't
Mormon
know anything.
Slut
and
up
I'd
in
hate
Provo,
to see
Utah.
You with a disease.
You'd hate to see me with a disease?
Because
thank you.
Because you wouldn't understand it.
You
don't understand when somebody's sick.
What do you know about Hollywood? You live in Provo.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
Matter.
I know these actors.
My step-granddaughter is in the movies.
Your step-granddaughter?
Yes, she is.
Is in
yes,
the movie?
She is. And just because you write a column doesn't make you God.
Well, who did she blow to get her last part?
Okay, that's enough.
You know, you're disgusting. And
that is really enough, okay?
You're even more disgusting for having this ugly lady on, and I can't even listen.
Oh, listen to me, darling. Oh. I work in Hollywood. I know all the big stars.
So what is that supposed to be, that you're better than anybody?
You know that I...
You act as if you're better than anybody.
Do you know where I have lunch?
He gives you a good sense, and he... started out on TV.
You're
Clinton.
Oh, really?
You're
well,
an
I'll
idiot.
Have you know that I have lunch at some of the finest restaurants.
Because if you think are going to some of these places makes you important.
I'll tell you right now.
I've dined with people who wouldn't even come near you.
Oh, go.
You're so arrogant and stupid.
Go douche with Drano. You really give me the...
Okay, that's all I needed to hear.
You're a good guy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Phil Henry.
Flashback from yesterday. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And I had to go and get my eyes. Hi, I'm good guy Phil Henry, by the way. I'm a good guy. She was about to call me a slut or something. And she, You're a good guy. Thank you very much, ma'am. Anyway, I went and got my eyes checked today for the LASIK surgery. You know, the laser stuff. We're going to find out whether Henry can get it or not. I have one eye. My right eye is shot. In other words, it's 28 million or something. But my left eye's fine. And so what the doctor did is he gave me a contact lens to put into my right eye to show me over the course of the next week what it will look like, what my vision will be like once he does the corrective LASIK surgery on my right eye. So I had this thing in for 3 hours tops, and it was driving me freaking ape. I've never in my life worn contact lenses until today. Today was the first day that I ever had a contact lens stuck anywhere in my face. And I thought I was going to come, I thought I was going to start ripping my clothes off and run screaming out into the street. It was driving me out of my mind. It was like it was a rock sitting there in my eyeball. So then I'm sitting there. How do I get it out? Now, nobody there told me how to get the bloody thing out. Apparently, contact lenses, putting them on and taking them off for people who are used to wearing contacts is a very easy thing. It's very simple. Now, you wear glasses, Jeff. You got contacts? Used to? I mean, you can take them on, take them off, whatever, no problem, right? The idea of putting my fingers into my eyeball scares me beyond the Planet of the Apes. Are you kidding me? Just put your finger on your eyeball and peel the thing off? Hey, while you're on it, Doc, why don't I just do my own LASIK surgery? How about that? And I realize I'm making a big thing, but I couldn't do it. It doesn't gross me. I couldn't do it. So the thing's driving me nuts. I've got a box of this Refresh Plus, which is like lubricant eye drops. I'm trying to make this thing as my eye, trying to make my eye as comfortable as I could. I kept squeezing the drops in there. It was really rough. So I finally dragged my finger across my eyeball and still couldn't do it. And thank God for the great Melissa Morgan. She reached in there with her nails that are about 18 inches long, gouged my eyeball out and got that thing off of there. Kind of made me mad. Kind of angered me that the doctor would put that in there and not tell me how to take it off. But I guess it's like saying, you know, here's a bow tie, pal, and getting pissed off at the haberdasher that didn't tell you how to take it off. Which, by the way, who wears bow ties anymore? Can you tie a bow tie? You know that I can? Okay, so, yes, I can, because I had my first Holy Communion. Yeah, I can tie a bow tie, because when I was 7 years old, my first Holy Communion, I was wearing a bow tie. I looked like Nation of Islam. Little white Irish redheaded freckle-faced Phil looking like Nation of Islam, man. All I had to have was Muhammad Speaks standing on the street corner there out in front of the Santa Anita racetrack with my little blue blazer and my little red tie and my Final Call newspapers. Because when you're Catholic, you got to go get that first Holy Communion. You got to have a bow tie. Wasn't clip-on. I tied that thing myself, man. Looked like Burl Ives and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So that's the whole story with my eyeball, but I had no idea. Like, I'm blind as a freaking bat when I'm sitting there looking at the television screen. I got the viewer's guide, right? And I'm looking at Adult Plus and Playboy Channel. I'm kidding. I'm looking at all of the selections, and I'm squinting because we just got this new sofa, and we are smart. We bought a couch. We stuck it about 8 miles from the TV set. Good idea. So this, you want to know why I got a stiff neck and I feel like there's a disc bulging from my neck is because I've been sitting all weekend long watching the NBA playoffs with my head yanked to the right. And the couch is facing this way. My head is twisted to the right like I'm Linda Blair. And I'm looking at this TV set with these ball games on. And my wife's saying, isn't that a great couch, honey? Yeah, it's very comfortable, honey. I'm very comfortable here with my head squeezing around, man, like I'm Linda Blair waiting to throw that guy out the window. So I said, how about an idea here? Why don't we put a TV in front of me so that my head is staring straight again? She goes, oh, geez, I didn't think of that. So that's what we're going to do. So on top of the fact that I broke my neck and I gouged my eyeball out, how was your weekend? By the way, philhenryshow.com, our website, pick up the best of the Phil Henry Show CD for only $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. All the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, philhenryshow.com. You'll be glad you did. It's the Phil Henry Show.